Special legislation lifted a statutory cap on what the Massachusetts School Building Authority could reimburse Springfield for the cost to rebuild the two storm-damaged schools. State Treasurer Stephen Grossman, who chairs the authority, said as a result, the city will save millions of dollars.
To relieve the burden on the taxpayers of the city of Springfield, to allow the mayor and the leadership team here, city council, school committee, to use those funds for much-needed purposes.
Under state law, the school building authority cannot pay for more than 80% of a school building project, but the special legislation signed last week by Governor Patrick eliminates the ceiling for schools damaged in a federally declared disaster that occurred between June 1, 2011 and August 1, 2012. Two Springfield elementary schools took direct hits from the tornado that devastated roughly a third of the city 14 months ago. A wing of the Dryden School was destroyed. The 85-year-old Brookings School was so badly damaged, officials concluded the best course was to replace it with a brand new building. Modular classrooms are being used temporarily at both locations. Grossman, who viewed the schools just days after the storm hit, said the school building authority remains committed to expediting repairs and minimizing Springfield's financial exposure.
We saw it, and we made a commitment. We said we are going to rebuild these two schools and do whatever it takes. And our goal, working with the legislative delegation representing this great city, Senate and House, is to return these two schools to the people of Springfield so that we can educate the next generation.
City officials have estimated the repairs to the Dryden School will cost $14.4 million. Building a new Brookings School is put at $28 million. Jack McCarthy, executive director of the School Building Authority, said because some costs will be covered by FEMA, it's not possible to say how much the state's share will come to.
No one's being cagey. We just have to have FEMA in agreement with us on what the total project should be and what their share is going to be before we figure out the rest of it.
State Senator James Welsh of Springfield sponsored the bill to lift the 80% reimbursement ceiling for the two tornado-damaged schools.
People all around the state see, you know, it for what it is, the fact that, you know, we are a commonwealth, and when something happens to one community, we all bind together and say, hey, we're going to put our resources together to make sure we help the city of Springfield get back, and especially these communities that were touched by the tornado, help them rebuild the foundation, which are schools in their neighborhoods and in their community.
Springfield's other state senator, Gail Kanderas, is credited with assuring Welch's amendment was kept in final legislation that came out of a conference committee. And she wrote a letter to the governor urging him to sign it.
And today is about promises made and promises kept by our governor and our treasurer to make sure that this city post-tornado would be taken care of.
The Massachusetts School Building Authority was created 6 years ago in part to address runaway costs of school construction projects and reform the reimbursement process. One penny on the dollar of the state's sales tax goes to the authority. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.